Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to Busted Open's The Masters Class, and we have our Masters of the Ring, Tommy Dreamer, Mark Henry. If you like what you hear, make sure you subscribe to the Busted Open Podcast, comment. We want to get a 5-star rating and tweet at us, and also go on Instagram, our social media platforms. We want to hear from you what you want to hear on the Masters Class. And if you like it also, you can subscribe to Busted Open and Sirius XM Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern Time, live for 3 hours. So a lot of ways to listen to Busted Open. But you only get the Masters Class right here on the Busted Open Podcast. So Tommy, Mark, how are you guys today?
I'm awesome. Wonderful.
I love it.
Wunderbar.
Now, we just had Ring of Honor Final Battle this past Saturday. So I figured the perfect topic for today would be our Mount Rushmore of Ring of Honor. It's a difficult question. Ring of Honor has a long history dating back to 2002. I know for myself, I don't know if I would be doing this show right now if it wasn't for Ring of Honor. You know, we lost WCW, we lost ECW, and Ring of Honor for me filled a void, a much needed void that needed to be filled. So I'm very interested to hear from you, Tommy, and you, Mark, about your Mount Rushmore for Ring of Honor. And let's dive right into it. Mark, your Mount Rushmore for Ring of Honor.
Man, this was hard because the significance of some guys, it wasn't the longest periods of time. They were not the champions for the longest of periods of time. CM Punk, Samoa Joe, Christopher Daniels, and Bryan Danielson. Some of the reigns weren't always the longest because they traded the title so many times. And I think that Christopher Daniels might be in the center. He might be in the George Washington spot because the tenure was longer. He put more, I think he put as much work in the other guys. I don't know. I guess Joe was another one that was really a monster. He was the only one that I felt like was like the monster of the group of guys that I picked. The pure part of pro wrestling, the understanding the rope breaks and really being able to work and wrestle. There was a lot of entertainment. Dave, you're an entertainment guy, and I like entertainment as well, but this was true wrestling to me.
Yeah.
Like, it was so much different than what I was doing and what I was seeing done at WWE. And many people said, well, this is where the smaller guys go. But I saw Bryan Danielson working a show in Canada, and I didn't give a shit how big he was. His presence was huge. And I lied and said, hey, y'all got to bring this guy in, invited him to a camp, and I got fussed at. I got fussed at for bringing Brian Daniels into a camp.
It's funny you said that, Mark, because I remember on this show years ago, you know, Doug Mortman and I were having the discussion about Ring of Honor talent and who could move to the WWE. And Doug Mortman said, you know, Brian Danielson. And I was like, man, I don't know. I don't know if Brian Danielson is somebody that the WWE would want to have as part of their roster.
He's not a big guy.
Not a ton of charisma at that time either. And I was like, man, I don't know if the WWE would be interested in somebody like Brian Danielson. And I guess you're giving the answer right here, Mark.
Yeah, Brian and I guess Brian and Joe would be on the ends, and CM Punk would be next to the George Washington spot.
Okay.
So I would put Christopher Daniels in the middle, next to CM Punk, and Joe and Brian on the ends.
All right, I like it. I mean, and Christopher Daniels is another one that kind of gets forgotten, but such a mainstay.
Totally forgotten.
Yeah, and underrated for sure. You could say that Christopher Daniels might be one of the most underrated wrestlers of all time when you look at what he was able to do.
So how about we come up with a show where we list the guys that should have been greater or that slipped through the cracks?
I mean, and we could definitely
Christopher Daniels would be in my top 10 because he was so damn good, could work with anybody and work any style. He could do the high flying. He could do the grappling. He could do the brawling. He could do the lucha. Like, where is his weakness?
Even in, you know, TNA or their Mount Rushmore, everyone talks Joe and AJ.
Yeah.
And Daniels was involved in that feud the whole time. He's one of those guys that's always in the right spot. And like you said, under-realized or undervalued for how great he truly is.
Well, that's not the show today, but I'm anxious to hear your opinion, Dave.
All right. Well, and this is a tough one. And
well, let me just rake his eyes for a second, Mark. Yeah, earlier today, the day we're recording the show, because as you know, Dave and I live in the world of professional wrestling. I had to look it up, and then I asked Dave who is actually on Mount Rushmore, and Dave didn't know.
No, it's not that
what?
I didn't know. It's not
you
that I
didn't know.
I didn't know. It's not that I didn't know. He asked me the question. I said Ric Flair, Terry Funk,
no.
Stone Cold.
He did
Steve
say
Austin,
this, but he did not know who was on Mount.
It's four guys. All right, listen. This is more important. This is a more important discussion.
Correct.
Because the other discussion that we had, Mark, was it's very, very difficult for me to make a Mount Rushmore of Ring of Honor and not include the Briscoes. But if I include the Briscoes, it's going to take
up team though.
It is. And it's going to take up two spots. Like I don't think you could put the Briscoes in just one spot. Like there's two men, it would take up two spots. So
well, I'm allowing it because I feel maybe they could do like the Lincoln. Cause he's kind of like to the side. So you could do Jay with his like long dreads and that grimacing face, and then two face it, and on the other side do Mark and have Mark with the bald head and the grimacing teeth. So I'll allow it.
But you know what? After having our discussion, Tommy, I threw the Briscoes out.
Oh.
I threw them out because I was like, I don't want them to take up two spots. And as much as I want to put the Briscoes in, Mark makes a good point. It's a tag team. So when you're talking about, if we're talking about the Mount Rushmore of tag teams, obviously the Briscoes would be in. The Briscoes might be in the Mount Rushmore of tag teams in general for me. That might be a show for another day. But I did take four singles wrestlers from my Mount Rushmore. And a couple of the names are going to be repeated that Mark had as well. Number one for me, it's got to be Samoa Joe. You know, 645 days is Ring of Honor world champion, the longest reign of any other Ring of Honor champion. The matches that Samoa Joe had with Ring of Honor are second to none, maybe the most memorable match of all. So for me, you got to put Samoa Joe. And I'm going to take it a step further, Tommy and Mark. With all the work that Samoa Joe has done in other wrestling companies, I feel like Ring of Honor was the only company that really used Samoa Joe in the right way. And you look at the WWE, AEW, TNA / Impact Wrestling, I always felt like Samoa Joe could do more. But Ring of Honor was that perfect place for him, so Samoa Joe is on my Mount Rushmore.
Well, he got to do it now.
Well, yeah, now he's you know, we just saw him at, you know, at Final Battle. All right. Also on my Ring of Honor, and again, it's tough because you got to look at, like, some of the matches, some of the feuds. To me, the greatest feud in Ring of Honor history, the greatest series of matches in Ring of Honor history, was Nigel McGuinness and Bryan Danielson. I have to put Nigel McGuinness on my Mount Rushmore. You know, Nigel McGuinness gave up his body for Ring of Honor. You know, I just said, Mark, the question that Doug and I posed on this show about who's that guy. And Doug brought up Bryan Danielson, and I wasn't sure if he would have been a good fit for the WWE. And boy, was I wrong. Because obviously one day, Daniel Bryan is going to be in the WWE Hall of Fame. But I thought the perfect fit for the WWE was Nigel McGuinness. And man, Nigel McGuinness gave up his body for that company. Maybe sacrificed it so much that he was never really able to go to that next level in another company. You know, he was Desmond Wolf in TNA and not Nigel McGuinness. Nigel McGuinness, for me, for that series of matches alone with Bryan Danielson, is in my Mount Rushmore of Ring of Honor. And then if I'm going to put Nigel McGuinness, go ahead.
So Bryan Danielson tried to get me to help push Nigel to get him, WWE, to pick him up. Mm-hmm. Because he was like, man, I have some crazy matches with him. Like, you know, can you bring him in? And, you know, it was just like I was on probation, double secret probation at that time for bringing his ass in. So for me to bring another smaller guy in, I was not about to fucking get fired over it.
God, I just love the character, that whole like punk rock type character that he had. And just like, I just love Nigel McGuinness. And he did a great job on commentary, you know, with NXT and in the WWE, Nigel McGuinness. But the Nigel McGuinness that I fell in love with was the Nigel McGuinness with Ring of Honor. And if I'm going to put Nigel McGuinness in, I have to put Bryan Danielson in as well. And, man, you look at what Bryan Danielson has done, what he's doing now with AEW and the matches he's had with AEW. Definitely a WWE Hall of Famer. And then the work that Bryan Danielson did with Ring of Honor, man, it's hard-pressed to not put Bryan Danielson as one of the greatest pro wrestlers of all time. Think about it. In every company that Bryan Danielson has been in, he's killed it. And it started with Ring of Honor for me. Bryan Danielson is on that Mount Rushmore. And then, man, this is where it gets tough. Because you can throw in a Kevin Steen. You could throw in a CM Punk. You could throw in a Roderick Strong or a Tyler Black. But I think in that last spot, I'm putting in Jay Lethal. And Jay Lethal now still representing Ring of Honor. Jay Lethal, to me, when everybody seemed to have left Ring of Honor, the one guy that was the constant to me was Jay Lethal. And I know that he had a long run with Impact Wrestling, with TNA, but it's always going to be the guy that was with Ring of Honor. And so that's my Mount Rushmore, you know, and it's hard for me not to put CM Punk. You look back at maybe the greatest year in Ring of Honor history was 2005 when you had the Summer of Punk. But for me, Samoa Joe, Nigel McGuinness, Bryan Danielson, and Jay Lethal is my Mount Rushmore.
And we have a special guest.
We have a special guest.
By the way, you're never retiring. Enough. No. You're never retiring. Why would you even say that? You got an ass whooping. You got an ass whooping coming.
No, I'm never retiring, man.
Okay.
You know, I'll keep going.
This will work.
Till the wheels fall off. No. One more year.
No, no, you're not. Absolutely not.
Can I have my retirement match with you, Tommy?
Do it with Jay Lethal. He seems to be the guy.
No, I want Tommy. And then Dave LaGreca is the
special guest referee. Mark
Henry. We'll do it as a tag. We'll do it as a tag.
We talking about the Mount Rushmore of ROH.
Of ROH. Okay. Samoa Joe, Jay Lethal, and the Briscoes.
Okay,
you can't
I like
use the
it.
Briscoes.
Why can't
yes, he can. He's got four.
He can use the Briscoes. He used them for two spots. That's fine.
He's got four.
Yeah, exactly.
No, yeah, okay, he's good. So, no, you're good.
Brian Danielson.
Oh, Brian. Yeah, Brian. Definitely Brian.
What about Punk? Yeah. Don't say it. Don't say it.
Yes, Punk. Punk.
Okay, Punk.
Well, this is a really big Mount Rushmore.
What about Nigel McGuinness?
I love Nigel. Yeah, he would. I don't know if he's top four.
You would put Jay Lethal in front of Nigel.
Absolutely. Dave LaGreca is the greatest bell ringer in the history of the pro wrestling industry.
Let me tell you
and
something.
And the greatest announcer, interviewer, person who loves to fight with Bubba Ray constantly. And Mark is the
mediator
in the middle, telling him to shut up.
No, I laugh a lot because I want to stop him, but it's too entertaining. So I just let them fight.
But you would agree. I mean, just to play devil's advocate for a second. And by the way, you're absolutely right. Nobody rings a bell like I do. Right. But Bully's an asshole. Like, it's almost impossible not to get into an argument with that guy, right?
Bubba? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Dustin, I have laminated lists of things. And in my top laminated list, top 10 greatest matches of all time is your match with Cody at Double or Nothing in Vegas is one of my favorite
of all time. That's like,
yeah,
it was fucking good, bro.
Well,
yeah,
I'm honored. Thank you for saying that. I appreciate it. Now, as soon as I get out of here, you're going to name another top 10, right?
No.
It's in my top 10. There's nine other matches, but you're in my top 10.
No, he hasn't in his top 10. It's laminated, so it means it's official.
And is he ever,
top 10 ever?
Mm-hmm.
It's in my top 10 ever.
Where do I stand in that top 10, Dave?
Hold on a second, sir.
He's pulling out his laminated.
Pulling out my laminated list right now.
Got the list.
I'm going to tell you exactly the number that match is.
Why do you do this to us? I am
Steamboat. Steamboat and Savage. No, got to be number one, right?
No.
Ric Flair, Terry Funk,
with George
I Quit
Animal
match.
Steel. There's no way.
You think
that's
match
in the top
was
10.
Better than The Rock and Steve Austin?
Well, that's a good match too, though. I mean, it's different.
And Taker and Shawn too.
Taker and Shawn was really good, both of them.
Damn.
Here it is on my laminated list.
Terry
number
Funk,
nine,
I quit
Cody
match,
and Dustin.
Number nine.
Damn,
all
man.
Time.
He might be
all
the
time.
Second best bell ringer. Who's number eight?
Who's number eight? Number eight on my list is Jericho and Shawn Michaels, No Mercy, October 5th, 2008.
Seven?
Seven is Shawn Michaels, Undertaker, WrestleMania 25.
It's number seven, huh?
Damn.
Wow.
Now I want to know what the rest of that list
yeah,
is.
Yeah, what's one and two?
Better than that.
What's one and two?
One, my all-time favorite match is Flair Funk, I Quit, Clash of Champions, 1989.
Well, Funk, anything with Funk and Flair in it's going to be gold.
Yeah, that's pretty damn hard to argue.
Yep.
Is there Mark Henry in the top 10?
No.
Of?
Of World's Strongest Men.
Number one.
Here, how about this? What's the greatest heel turn?
That's up there,
the top
Mark Henry.
10 the greatest heel turn. I think Mark Henry is one of them.
The There's salmon no coat.
There's no doubt. Let me see if I have that laminated list, sir.
Now we can go back and finish the show.
A little bit of a distraction, but in a good way. But let's
in a
get.
Good way.
Yes, I loved it. Obviously, we're going to see what happens with him in 2023. But Tommy, your list for the Mount Rushmore of Ring of Honor.
Well, I was trying to basically coerce you to have the Briscoes as, and you can have five just because the Briscoes, number one, are my one and two in Ring of Honor. because they've been there since day one. They closed the place. They've been world champions, been tag team champions, and they most represented what Ring of Honor was all about. And I would put both Briscoe brothers, they could have their own monuments, plus those monuments would be just so colorful and looking because both guys look so amazing and different. And I love seeing them every single time I see them. My next guy would be, for the exact same reason that you said, Joe. Samoa Joe really cut his teeth there and then went from Ring of Honor to then TNA. I do feel he was used very, very well in his TNA career, becoming the number one pro PWI. Wasn't he number one at one point? And the only thing that I think derailed Joe was when Kurt Angle showed up, because there was a point where it was like this dream match, and I don't think it went the proper way that it should have been. David, you're shaking your head.
I thought that whole program was to get Samoa Joe over, and at the end Kurt Angle went over.
It should have been the other way around.
Anyway,
still a great Ring of Honor and still representing Ring of Honor, and hasn't missed a beat. And my last one was a hard one to pick. And I'll tell you, you know, I didn't watch Ring of Honor just because I didn't get it. And I would always see it in, you know, magazines or always follow up what the scuttlebutt was. And I had asked a former Ring of Honor world champion, a former Ring of Honor tag team champion, as well as I asked another person who's very, very deep rooted in Ring of Honor history. And they all both came up with the same list. But again, my Briscoes threw it off. Their list was the Briscoes, CM Punk, Joe, and how I have to like narrow it down. It was basically between CM Punk and this person, and I'm picking this person, Bryan Danielson. Just because for everything that, you know, Mark has talked about, I have talked about, I too tried recruiting him when I had that spot in WWE, and he just like wanted to have these long, great wrestling matches. Thank God for William Regal, who finally coerced him to eventually coming to the WWE. But his work there really put it on the map, also as just a wrestling company, to give that alternative, because there was really no real alternative going on there. You know, WWE was the last man standing, last company standing. So they had to go that route, professional wrestling, and it worked. And he was one of the guys. So my Mount Rushmore again is Samoa Joe, the Briscoes, and Bryan Danielson. Sorry, CM Punk, but I think you did okay in your career anyway.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Briscoes and what, the 11 tag team championship reigns that they had, and then you kind of forget Jay Briscoe as a Ring of Honor world champion, the feud that he had with Jay Lethal, the feud he had with Adam Cole was awesome. And that's the thing, like, you know, you mentioned it, Tommy and Mark, about the history of Ring of Honor. I started watching Ring of Honor in 2002. I used to go to Basketball City in Manhattan to watch Ring of Honor. I used to go to Edison, New Jersey to watch Ring of Honor shows. And that was long before they had a TV deal. And then eventually they were able to get into the Manhattan Ballroom and then the big room at the Hammerstein. And now with Tony Khan in charge, they're actually doing, you know, arenas, and you're actually able to see them now, you know, Chris Jericho defend that Ring of Honor championship on national TV. So it's good to see how much it's grown. And then the one thing I love is we is what Tony Khan has had by bringing in Ian Riccaboni, by bringing in Bobby Cruz, you know, for bringing in Kerry Silken. Like, you know, you gotta mention Gabe Sapolsky, and you gotta mention Kerry Silken when talking about Ring of Honor. So, you know, maybe just like in the world of pro wrestling, they might put a Vince McMahon on the Mount Rushmore. You know, for me, I wouldn't do that personally, but some people would. You may have to put a Gabe Sapolsky or a Kerry Silken on that Mount Rushmore for Ring of Honor. But I think I really like our Mount Rushmore. Are we going to try to whittle it down from the three of us of one defined Mount Rushmore? Do you think we could do that?
The whole point was everybody's opinion.
Dave, it's so hard to do. Honestly, think about it. If we had to do a Mount Rushmore of Busted Open, of course you're going to be there. So then would you say Mark, Dreamer, and Bully? But then what about Doug?
What about Doug?
What about Mickey and now Thunder Rosa? It's so hard to do because it's your personal favorite. And I mean, and this is where you really only had what, like six real hosts? So it's difficult. This is everyone's personal opinion. I don't think you can narrow it down. I had a hard time leaving off Roderick Strong. And he's a guy who's been there forever. And I also when I also thought about it, I did think of Carrie Silkin, because if it wasn't for Carrie Silkin, like waving that flag, also straight up his money.
Yep.
Ring of Honor would have never even gotten to Sinclair if he wasn't funding it in the early stages. I mean, so there's a lot that you can go into. If we did the Mount Rushmore of ECW or Georgia Championship Wrestling, people would leave out Gordon Soley or Joey Styles. Why? Because they're not performers, yes. But yet they were the glue that held those stories together. So this is a hard thing to do, hence why we all have our difference of opinions.
It's a tough one, but I want to hear from the Busted Open Nation. At Busted Open Radio, at Busted Open SXM on social media, our social media platforms. We want to hear from you. Please give us a 5-star rating, comment. We want to hear from the Busted Open Nation. Don't forget, you can only hear the Masters Class on the Busted Open podcast. So please subscribe to the podcast. If you like what you hear, you can listen to us live for 3 hours, 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time on Sirius XM satellite radio. And while you're at it, it's the holiday season. Now is the perfect time to give somebody you truly love Busted Open merchandise. Go to podswag.com/BustedOpen because nothing says I love you like a Busted Open ugly Christmas sweater or glassware or a LaGreca fathead or a Dave LaGreca fathead Christmas ornament would look good on your tree. Also a Mark Henry t-shirt or maybe a Tommy Dreamer glass with his face on. I love all those ideas. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week right here on Busted Opens, the Masters Class. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream the podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Financial, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.